Hi, I'm Ann Frazier. Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. Today, we're going to be talking about what if you're feeling like you're starting to have some issues with your cognition? And it could be anything. Let's just talk through those right now. It could be that you are waking up just feeling kind of foggy. Like, have you ever woke up in the morning and you feel like, oh my gosh, did a truck hit me? Like, you can't tell. Remember what day it is, what time it is, whatever. So you just slept really hard. Or let's say during the day you feel like you're just not quite on point. Like you're not as sharp as you normally are being able to, you know, answer things or think through things. What if you're starting to have trouble where when you're talking, you can't come up with a word? And it wouldn't be the normal, like, what's the name of that restaurant? Oh, the da da da. It's not that. It's where you literally cannot think of a word, or your mind goes blank. You're talking to someone, and this has happened to me before, where someone drops a fork and you look over and you come back and you're like, what was I saying again? And sometimes the person can cue you and you'll remember, and sometimes you can't remember it and you just completely have lost that whole train of thought and it doesn't come back, or it might come back 5 minutes later like, oh, I remember now what I was talking about. Those are some things that you want to pay attention to. Maybe you find yourself a little bit more confused, like people are talking and you're having trouble following the conversation. Any of those types of things are things that you should pay attention to. And it's not alarm, you know, I've got full-blown dementia or Alzheimer's. That's not it at all. But if you're experiencing any of those types of things, then I would encourage you to potentially get your cognition tested. And so as for Night of Hope, one thing that we've really, really decided we want to do is serve Kansas City well. And in other cities, hopefully there's somebody else, somewhere else that you can go. But to get your cognition tested, typically there's two quick methods that you could get testing done. And one is called the MOCA, and M-O-C-A, and then the other one is called the BCAT. And what those tests do, it takes about 15 minutes to do those tests, and you sit down with someone who is a certified person in one test or the other, and they're going to ask you questions. And so you're going to answer those questions. Some of them include drawing, some of them include memory, some of them include numbers. There's all types of things that they're testing, and it is just a quick snapshot of just that day, where your brain is right then at that moment. And so if you were to test lower than 100%, and you've had some moments to me where you feel like you're having some issues, then my suggestion would be, again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not in the medical field, but from my own personal experience, would be to potentially go to a doctor, and specifically for me, going to a functional medicine or integrative medicine doctor. Some people call them naturopaths, but these are doctors that are not just looking at the symptom, but they're trying to figure out what the cause is behind the symptom. So if you're having some of these cognition issues, what's happening maybe inside your body that could be causing that? Yes, it could be stress. Absolutely. Stress can cause every disease known to man, including Alzheimer's and dementia. But let's say they test you and they find out that your hormone levels are low. Let's say they test you and you find out that you have low vitamin D, or your thyroid is overactive or underactive. Let's say they find out that your vitamin B is low or whatever. So they're finding some kind of a nutritional deficiency, or they're finding some nutritional imbalance. So if that's the case, that could be so simple to fix. Maybe through testing, they find out that you are not sleeping well. Or let's say you suffer from a lot of allergies. So you take Zyrtec or Claritin or any of those allergy, over-the-counter allergy medications, and you've been taking them nonstop for years. So a functional medicine, integrative medicine, or naturopath is going to look at your life, your daily habits. What do you put in your mouth every day? whether it's food or prescriptions or supplements or whatever. They're going to look at all of those things. They're going to look at your family history. And from that, they start putting a puzzle piece together. And many times they'll want to do some testing. So many times they're going to test, I say it just really plain and simply, they're going to test your poop, your pee, your spit, and your blood. And through those tests, they're going to figure out what's happening in your gut, what is going on, because your gut is a second brain. It absolutely corresponds to what's happening in your brain, and your gut will tell a lot of things your brain what to do. So you definitely want to have your poop tested. You want to have your urine tested. And your blood work, many times it's more than just your CBC that you typically will get, like maybe your complete blood count at like a physical or a quick doctor's visit. It's usually much more extensive than that. And all of those tests, and your spit test is your hormone test. And all of those tests are going to paint a picture. And so if you test lower on a cognition test, and sometimes you can test even into the Alzheimer's or dementia realm, or you might be in the MCI, which is mild cognitive impairment, or the beginning stages, which is SCI, subjective cognitive impairment. If you're testing in any of those areas, which is anything other than 100%, you want to figure out why, and you want to figure out what's happening in my body and tackling it from that perspective. It doesn't mean you have to eat sticks and rocks and twigs the rest of your life. What a lot of people think, oh, I've just got to eat all this healthy food and it's not going to be pleasurable. And there's nothing further from the truth. So yes, eating your vegetables is huge. I eat mostly vegetables. I do eat proteins. And so I eat some fruit. I eat very little fruit because of the sugar content. But those are things that sometimes you just have to make some changes in your life. And it could be so easy as just taking one supplement or getting a little bit of exercise. There's so many things that play into cognition and dementia and Alzheimer's. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to return back to the podcast in just a moment. But we wanted to do a quick infomercial and we wanted to tell you that we are looking for sponsors for our podcast. So if you or anyone you know have been affected by Alzheimer's and you're loving our podcast, then we would absolutely love to talk to you. You know, we are not only, we're based here out of Kansas City, but we have listeners all over the United States and in fact, all over the world, which is really fun and exciting to see where people tune in from. So France, Australia, all kinds of different places. And that's really, really cool to see our reach go so far. And we are hoping to take our podcast to 2 days a week. So in order to do that, we are looking for some podcast sponsors. So if you or anyone you know would love to have an infomercial about your wonderful company, we would love to spotlight you. And so please reach out to us and at email us at info@thenightofhope.com. And we will reach out to you and we can talk about all the different levels that we have. You can sponsor for 1 month, 3 months, or a year. We'd love to talk to you about that. So thanks so much. And again, reach out to us by emailing us at info@thenightofhope.com. Thanks so much. Now we'll return back to the podcast. So if you haven't heard this before, Alzheimer's is considered three things. It is considered an inflammatory disease. It is considered a lifestyle disease, and it is also considered type 3 diabetes. So it is extremely sugar fed, and that's hard. It's hard not to have sugar in your diet, never mind cakes and cookies and pies and all of that. Just looking at ketchup or looking at a marinara sauce can have higher levels of sugar than what you really need. So there's a lot of things that you can pay attention to. And so bringing it all the way back to what we talked about at the beginning is if you're starting to notice any of the things that I spoke about at the beginning, then my suggestion would be maybe just taking a cognition test along with seeing a doctor, whether that's your regular doctor or going to a functional or integrative medicine doctor would be my suggestion, because they'll just look at things a little differently. So I hope that's helpful for you. At Night of Hope, we really, really want people to understand that if you start intervening early, so our mission statement is, the Night of Hope is all about bringing hope to Alzheimer's through educating people about brain health, prevention, early detection, and the potential of reversal. And if you're able to pinpoint some things and change a few things in your life, and that clears everything up, then you don't have to go down that road where you get really scared or fearful. So I just want to encourage you today, if you want to go on thenightofhope.com, and here in Kansas City, you can look up on our events page or our cognition page, cognition testing page. We are doing that at no cost to the participant. And so you'll get to see the schedule and you can sign up. We fill up very quickly. So we were going to start out doing it quarterly, but we've had such an overwhelming response that we're now doing it at least once a month. And we may be picking that up even more. So if that's something and you live in the Kansas City or surrounding area, that's something you're interested in, please go on our website, thenightofhope.com. And also, if you have not heard about our Ambassador of Hope program, I want to encourage you also to think about giving to our charity on a regular monthly basis, whether it's $5 a month or whatever amount. That will help us continue to do the cognition testing. It'll help us continue to do the different things that we do in the community, like speaking engagements and mentoring, coaching to families that are kind of at their wits' end and don't know where to go and what to do. There's a lot of things that we're offering to people that it just takes money to be able to do. And that's where those funds go. We have the Brain Box coming out and so many more things. So we would appreciate any support you could give us, and we are grateful for it. So thank you so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time on Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's.